Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
Hi, my name is Eric Kimberley. I'm the CEO and founder of Third Stage Consulting Group. We're an independent and technology agnostic digital transformation consulting firm. You can learn more about us at thirdstage-consulting.com. And wanted to talk today about Agile and its role in ERP implementations and digital transformation. Now, over the last 20 years that I've been in the industry, there have been plenty of problems with ERP implementations. Implementations gone south, implementations that have struggled or in some cases failed miserably. And there's always new flavors of the month coming about to try to resolve the problem and identify how we can avoid those same types of failures. And one of the most recent flavors of the month is Agile. That's kind of a hot buzzword that software vendors, system integrators, even a lot of people in the lean startup community are using the term Agile. And so what I want to talk about today, why Agile sounds good, but more importantly, why Agile is a terrible idea as it relates to your ERP implementation or digital transformation. So first of all, let's start with the reasons why Agile is so appealing and some of the things that people see or want to see with Agile transformations. And so the first thing we'll note about Agile is that it's what software developers use oftentimes to create their software. It's a very common methodology for developing software, and it's quite effective at developing software. So software developers use it. The ERP community, digital transformation community, for better or for worse, is driven largely by software developers. So because software developers are using it, it's now permeating into implementation methodologies. But probably even more importantly, the second reason why Agile is so appealing to organizations about to go through these types of transformations is that it takes care of that problem that we've had for the last 20 years, or at least we think it takes care of the problem around big, expensive ERP implementation. So as I mentioned in the opening, big, expensive ERP implementations are a big problem. And when we think about Agile, we think small, we think lean, we think nimble, and we think it must, for sure, take care of this problem. So the idea here is that Agile could potentially take care of this historic problem that we've had in the industry around big, expensive failures and struggled projects. And then finally, everyone needs a scapegoat when something goes wrong. And in this case, the scapegoat isn't a person, but it's a waterfall. So waterfall is that traditional way of creating software and the traditional way of rolling out ERP software. And so when we look at what has gone wrong in the past, it's easy to say, well, the problem must be waterfall. So if we change the methodology approach that we take by using Agile, which is more less sequential, more parallel, more minimum viable product. With Agile, we tend to get something up and running, test it out, poke holes in it, tweak it, and then slowly build out the rollout from there. Whereas Waterfall would look at the whole picture, define the requirements in detail, sequentially, have more formalized sign-offs and stage gates before moving on to the next stages of the project. So a little bit different approach, but when we look at what went wrong in past implementations, we oftentimes want to blame waterfall methodologies. Now I'm going to shift gears though and talk about why these things aren't necessarily invalid, but why the bad ideas or the things that are problems with Agile are overshadowing some of these perceived good parts of Agile. So the first thing to think about with Agile is when we're talking about ERP implementations and digital transformations, we're not developing software. So that's a key flaw with the assumption that Agile can somehow help, is because Agile does help with developing software, as we mentioned over here. But when we're doing an ERP implementation, we're not developing software. We're deploying commercial off-the-shelf software. We're trying to use it as vanilla as possible, and we're trying to leverage the functionality the software has. So two very different approaches, developing software, implementing software. That's the first thing. The second thing, and the reason we have problems with Agile, is that it misses the word enterprise within ERP. So when we think about what ERP stands for, enterprise resource planning, the appeal of ERP and digital transformation is we look at the entire enterprise, we figure out how we can improve our processes in our organization to leverage technology to make it better. So in this case, if we're going with an Agile approach, we're not looking at the big picture, we're looking at bits and pieces of the organization, which quite frankly is how so many companies got into the messes they're in the first place, is because they took bits and pieces of technologies over 10, 20, 30 years. Now they're looking at their system landscape saying we have a complete siloed approach, no single source of truth with our data, systems don't talk to each other, no standardization, we want to be on one single platform. So if the goal is to move on to one single platform or a single set of platforms and technologies, then we need to look at the whole picture of our entire enterprise and figure out how technology will support that. Agile doesn't support that. Agile would say, let's pick off a little part of your organization like finance, inventory management, analytics, warehouse management, CRM, HCM, whatever it is, and focus on that piece of it.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
So another problem with Agile, and I think if you think about what drives trends in the industry, I've said this in other YouTube videos and blogs I've written, and I feel very strongly about this, that a big part of what makes the industry go round is money, and where are we going to make the most money? And if I'm a software vendor or a system integrator or both, I'm going to make money by getting my foot in the door. And Agile is a great excuse for me to get my foot in the door. So Agile, let me reword this here, it's an excuse to get our foot in the door, or excuse for vendors to get their foot in the door. Now, that in and of itself is not necessarily a problem. Foot, I can't talk and write at the same time, foot in the door. That in and of itself is not necessarily a problem, but what it's doing is it's giving the vendors and the system integrators a sales message here that says, you don't need to agree on what the enterprise is going to look like. You don't even need to agree that our product is the best for your entire organization. So let's just take an agile approach and let's just start with finance. I know, for example, SAP will talk about the digital core. Let's just implement the digital core, and that will be part of the solution. So we have to recognize it for what it is. It's an excuse to get a foot in the door. And once a vendor has a foot in the door, it's highly unlikely you're going to switch at that point. You're not going to switch from SAP to Oracle or Oracle to Microsoft Dynamics or to a tier two product or whatever the case may be, or at least it's very unlikely. So another challenge, and this is a controversial point, I'll warn you up front, is that Agile masks the flaws in today's cloud system. And I'll explain what I mean here in a second. So let's go back to the digital core concept, back to getting a foot in the door. When we talk about let's just implement finance, let's just implement inventory management, part of what we're doing as software vendors, and we're not a software vendor, by the way, but I'll use we as if I am one. So if we are a software vendor, we're trying to get our foot in the door, we're trying to deploy some sort of footprint within your organization, we're going to focus on what works best within the software. And right now, the maturity of cloud ERP systems for some of these flagship products is to be challenge, or it could be better. There's a lack of maturity with many of the leading ERP systems that are coming out now that most of the vendors are rolling over to on the cloud platform. So for example, S/4HANA on the SAP side, Oracle Cloud ERP, Microsoft D365. Those three products, for example, are not as mature as those legacy products that each of the vendors had 10, 20, 30 years ago. So the reason that's important is because the products in many cases aren't fully baked. There's a lot of functionality, especially around the edges, that are missing. We're seeing a lot of clients struggle with that right now, and we're helping them navigate these flaws and the deficiencies in the functionality. So if I'm a vendor, I'm not going to expose that. I'm not going to lead and try and sell you on those deficiencies. I'm going to try and sell you that core. And again, it goes back to Agile. If I frame it as an Agile solution where you're just implementing the core, we'll figure this other stuff out as we go. And hopefully by the time you implement the core and are ready for the next phase, we will have figured out what the software really is around the edge so that we can start implementing that within your organization as well. So that's a big part of what Agile is doing, in my opinion, is masking some of the flaws with the ERP systems that are out there in the industry. And another thing that Agile masks, which is the final point I'll make here, if we are at the point where we need to go with an Agile approach because we want to take a bite-sized chunk out of our system or out of our overall enterprise system portfolio, chances are we're doing that because we can't get alignment from the rest of the organization on a platform or a direction for what we're going to do enterprise-wide. So if we go with Agile and just say, let's just focus on the finance guys and gals and get them to commit to our product, let's not worry about sales and warehouse and the planning people and all those types, HR, HCM, let's just focus and pick off on one part of the organization. It's similar to getting our foot in the door for a vendor, but this is different because now what we're doing is we're also masking the problem, which is a root cause of ERP and digital transformation failure, which is misalignment. So misaligned organizations generally do not do well with their transformations. If they don't figure out how to get aligned behind a certain set of operational business models, operating models, organizational models, prior to, or at the very least, as you're implementing new technology, that technology initiative is not going to go well. So here, what we're saying is that we're masking a root cause of failure, which is misalignment. And this is, probably the biggest, most dangerous thing, is if we mask this misalignment problem, which is a root cause of why projects fail, we're not going to be successful. It's like we've got a foundation that's extremely shaky, and now we're trying to build on top of that, but we haven't fixed the foundational problem, which is misalignment. So that's why another reason why I think Agile is so dangerous, because it sounds so good. It's what we want to hear. It's fixing problems, or we think it's fixing problems from the past, but in reality, it's not. What it's doing is it's creating other issues. It's masking issues. It's creating self-interest incentives for the vendors and the system integrators and whatnot. So as damning as I may have sounded here as it relates to Agile is not always a bad thing. If you're a small organization or one that doesn't have super mature business processes, or you're not looking to your digital transformation to drive a large degree of change, Agile can be a good approach because it can work for you. It can work in the right situations. So I don't want to say we never want to use Agile in our implementation approaches, but I'd say be very selective. I certainly would not recommend baking it into standard methodologies as SAP, Oracle, Microsoft, and the leading ERP vendors have. They've baked an Agile approach into their implementation methodologies, SureStep on the Microsoft side, Activate on the SAP side, et cetera. So we have to look at, is that the right approach for us, and what strategy do we want to take? And Agile may or may not be the right answer there. Now, one other really important point of clarification to close out is that Agile-ish type of approaches can be very effective as it relates to the actual rollout of software. So once we've defined our business blueprint, we've defined what we want to be when we grow up from our operational perspective and organizationally, then we can start rolling out in incremental phases and take somewhat of an Agile approach to how we roll out the technology. But we do that in the context of a overarching, clear strategy that's very aligned, rather than starting at the bottom with Agile and just start rolling out technology. That's the wrong way to do it. It's the opposite way you want to be doing it. So we want to start with that overarching strategy and work our way down from there. And then as we're rolling out technology, use that Agile approach. I hope you found this information useful. I've included a link to a blog that further analyzes this topic. that I wrote recently. I've included that in the description field of this YouTube video, so I encourage you to check that out. And as I mentioned, our website is thirdstage-consulting.com. Hope you have a great day, and I hope you found this information useful. Take care.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.